from your home for madness, March or otherwise, recorded live from a studio. This is View from Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hi, guy.
Hi.
How you doing?
It's summer.
It feels it. Yeah. It's in the mid-30s, mid-40s maybe at this point in our day. Yeah. Oh, it's a... It's
40s,
a beauty.
50s,
yeah.
Oh. Summer on Saturday.
Summer on Saturday. No, you guys, you'll get out and enjoy
the yard
that.
And the slush.
You get to shovel in your jorts this weekend. It's a pretty good day. Yeah, yeah. I'm 100% for hoodie and cargo short season.
Yeah, that's right there.
This is the one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do in March. That's really, I watch basketball and I shovel in my shorts.
And work.
That's everyone, isn't it?
It's like saying, who's your head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks?
Why? We promised we weren't going to swear.
I didn't promise anymore.
No,
yeah,
you
I
didn't.
Swear.
I promise I won't swear. Until I do.
I mean,
I might. Yeah, I won't. Okay. No, I promise I won't. I'm in a good mood. March Madness has officially kind of begun, right?
Officially kind of begun?
Yeah, because they have that first four now, where they have have 68 teams now instead of 64 in my March Madness tournament. March Madness, I say all the time, is my favorite month of sports. It's better than the Olympics. It's better than the NFL playoffs for me. It's the best. I've been watching. I remember being allowed to skip school on the Thursdays of watching the Badgers on CBS because it used to only be on one channel.
Right.
It used to be on four sessions. March Madness was the thing, right? Like, it was such a big deal when it was one channel. Now it's on like four or five channels, TBS, TNT, True TV. It's all over the place.
It's been like that for a while.
There's a great app that you can follow a lot of these games. It helps. It makes it a little less exciting. You know, like I remember.
It's better than NFL when you're going to have 16,000 different streaming
services.
Well,
that's a fact. No, I picked up a cable streaming service for the month, actually, just for the purposes, because, you know, I can't do it any other way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I say it kind of starts already because you have the first four games. They were last night, and I believe tonight. I'm pretty sure I watched
tonight. Prairie View A&M tonight against 16 Lehigh.
Lehigh, yep. I watched
Miami, Ohio against SMU.
Which, by the way, that Miami of Ohio SMU game is actually, I'm interested in that game. Miami of Ohio won 30. They were 30-0 going into their conference tournament this year.
Yep.
The only undefeated team in the nation. They lost one game. They lost in the conference semifinals of the whatever conference, the MAC conference or something like that. And they almost missed the tournament. They went from being the 12th ranked team in the country to being an 11th seed from one loss. So
your games last names were UMBC. And mm-hmm. Howard, and then Texas and then NC State.
How'd that Texas-NC State game? I actually
Texas.
Texas. I was wrong. NC State made a really good run last year as a Final Four
There's
team.
There's my bracket.
Yeah, it was over before it began. I did watch the other game. I watched Howard. That was a really exciting. It's March Madness.
But everything starts pretty much tomorrow, looks like. There's 16 games.
Yep, tomorrow afternoon. I don't know if it's the first game or the second game of the session. I know 1:50 p.m. will be the Wisconsin Badgers, fifth seeded.
12:50.
At 12:50. Okay, good. I'll be listening and or watching for sure. I'm not able to call into work, but I will be watching. I can't.
Yeah, they're ranked number five.
They are the fifth in that bracket. The 5-12 matchup. It's always been one of those four. The 12th seed is going to win. As far as 12 seeds go, the high point, I don't know, high pointers. I'm not sure what their nickname is, but they won 30 games this year.
See that?
They won the conference. They won the conference tournament. They won both of those things last year. This is an experienced team. This is a team that four times this year put up 100. The Badge, yeah. That's who High Point University is. The last time, the Badgers are not a score 100.
Panthers.
I like the high pointers instead. The high point pointers.
Sure they don't.
The high pointers. No.
No.
The Badgers are one of the more interesting style teams in the country. They have more of their points from the 3-point line than any team in the country. Their percentage wise, they also are not a good rebounding team, which is when everybody's outside shooting threes, you will get less rebounds. But they. they are a team that can, you know, match up. High Point is they're going to try to make this the highest scoring game in the tournament. If they do, High Point can win this game. I'd say if they played 10 times, High Point could win 2, maybe 3. Wisconsin is they're good. Nolan Winter, friend of show, Lakeville's own, right? He's back. He missed 4 games at the end of the year. To win these games, you have to have experienced guard play, and the Badgers have that. Nick Boyd and John Blackwell are all conference in the Big Ten. But they're between the two of them, they can score 50. The two of them can put up 50 in a game, which, I mean, that's what wins you games. And also big men with talent. And the Badgers now have at least a couple.
On a other note.
Sure, yeah.
By the time you hear this.
Yeah, the game will have gone and done. Yeah, I know.
We keep on saying tomorrow. It's Thursday. It was last night if you're listening. You know.
I know. So I'm just going to pretend like they won, okay? We're going to talk about the next round. Like, I want to talk about how the Badgers can win more than a couple of games in the Big Ten in this tournament, right?
Like, so they'll face if they win, they face either Arkansas or Hawaii.
I wish it was Hawaii. Arkansas is coached by John Calipari.
Oh,
you know, a real deal coach, and something John Calipari did when he was at Kentucky for a decade or more. Recruits the best players in the country.
Still
does. Absolutely. Arkansas, even in the NIL era, even in the era of one and dones or whatever. Nope. John Calipari has 2 of the best freshmen in the country.
They're also, just so you know, their bracket, if they beat whoever wins the Arkansas-Hawaii game.
Going up against number one, right?
Yeah, it's either Arizona number one or Long Island 16. So Arizona.
Arizona, you know.
So they'll have to face Arizona.
I can make you an argument for them beating an Arizona team. I absolutely can. Like I said, they have what it takes to go quite a ways in these tournaments. They have health, they have guard play, and they have a great head coach in Greg Gard, who really seems to understand
who?
Greg Gard.
Oh.
Yeah. He's not Doc Rivers.
Huh?
He's also not Mike Tice. All right. He's a legitimate good coach, so there's that. Yeah, thank you. I can make an argument for them being able to beat an Arkansas. I can make an argument for them beating an Arizona team. Arizona,
they just might not beat High Point.
That's exactly it. It's those 5-12 matchups. For some reason, I know it's kind of illogical, but I'd feel better about the Badgers being a 7 seed and going against a 10 than I would them being the 5 and going against a 12. I was looking at the other. I've been filling out brackets since I was 13 years old.
So the other 5-12 is a St. John's against Northern Iowa.
I'd rather be going against Northern Iowa. Yes.
Vanderbilt, McNeese.
Yep. Same deal. Yep.
Texas Tech and Akron. Akron.
I know you know that one. Akron. Really.
Akron.
Yeah. No. High Point is legitimately it's a small school.
Right.
That has brought back almost the entire roster from last year. In this kind of turned over NIL era, they rolled it back as best as you can from High Point University. I'm assuming somewhere out in North Carolina somewhere. That feels right. I was looking at their roster. They feature a ton of international players, which is always that's an experienced roster when you have juniors and seniors that have been playing internationally for a number of years. They're not an easy out. I guess there are no such things as an easy out at this point in the tournament, but yeah, no, they shoot a ton of threes. They can, and when you can shoot a ton of threes, and they go in sometimes, you know, like sometimes you'll hit a game where your best shooter might make 10 threes in a game. Nick Boyd has done that for the Badgers on more than a few occasions. John Blackwell might be one of the better defenders in the country. And they're experienced. No, I could happily watch them well into next week.
And you're right, North Carolina.
Huh?
North Carolina.
What about? Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah, I felt that.
Good job.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I knew they were from the Big South Conference.
Sure.
And so you know, I was ballparking it, but yeah, they're last time the Badgers played a team like that, it was a Davidson University, and they were. Steph Curry beat them.
Yeah.
They've lost a couple of these games to these underwhelming Big South schools. This is not the first time I thought it was maybe Coastal Carolina a few years ago, maybe, too, that they've lost to in the tournament early. So, like I said, this it makes me nervous. Makes me nervous that I won't be able to watch. For some reason, I feel
maybe
like
it's better for the in the big scheme that you don't watch.
Maybe. Man, I don't know. I like watching sports, man. Over the weekend, then you get into the second round, the Sweet 16 games, and you start kind of moving around the country. And we'll talk a little bit more in depth about the tournament. I guess we could. You know, the usual suspects are the usual suspects.
Right.
If you're at all aware of college basketball, who's good, who's not, you'd be able to guess teams like Duke, Michigan,
UConn.
Arizona.
UConn
won it back-to-back. There's a couple players on UConn's roster that have an opportunity to win three national championships.
Did you hear that thing about an Alabama player got busted for narcotics?
Yeah, one of the best players on Alabama got arrested for felony drug possession. Not for personal use is what it said, and for using failure to use a tax stamp. So it sounds like this young man decided to mail drugs in the mail and got caught. That's unfortunate. People are going to do bad. People are going to do things that they're going to do. I was hoping somehow that the NIL money that is presented to these guys, because what you're talking about is a McDonald's All-American. What you're talking about is a all-conference guard trying to make extra money on the side. The NIL is supposed to be able to cover it so that these young men and women in college can just get an education and play sports. I guess they are professionals. But no, that seems like every year, right around this time of year where the basketball season is done, teams where people...
Are they in the dance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're... I think they're right up in that fourth seed, fifth seed range, just like the Badgers are. That's unfortunate for them, you know.
I just thought, I saw that and went, ugh.
No, that's an unfortunate thing about being, I guess, a 21-year-old, you know. Sometimes you make 20-year-old mistakes.
At least it wasn't gambling.
Fact. Well, yeah, man.
Speaking of gambling. Sounds like the state of Wisconsin is going to legalize it as long as the computer servers are based in the tribes or reservations.
Yeah, that's accurate.
So it means that FanDuel, DraftKings are not allowed
in. Does that mean when that happens, that mean we can actually talk about gambling in sports at some point? Because I feel a little bit odd talking about gambling and odds in a state where it's illegal in this state. Yeah. I've said before, I work near the Mississippi River. I face Iowa and Minnesota from my workplace.
Yeah.
If I go about 100 yards, if I put in my kayak by my work and paddled out into the Mississippi, about 100 yards in, I could be gambling in Iowa. It's an interesting line in the sand.
But it'll be weird because the server's got to be based in, you know, the tribe.
Okay.
So that means they can create their own?
I don't.
Do they have their own
website, their own web-based
We'll research that maybe.
Maybe we should do some research once in a while. Yeah,
it
couldn't hurt.
I just heard the news really legitimately coming in here.
Huh. I had not heard that on the news. I will look into that, too, because it's...
So it goes to Governor Evers for him to prove it or not.
Sweet. Yeah, it's about time. It's one of those things where it's a vice common enough amongst people, and you're able to do it in every other state.
Well, not every other state.
Around us, at least you are. I know you can in Illinois, you can in Michigan, you can in Minnesota, you can in Iowa.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We'll see. That's it.
That was it. Huh? Wow.
Football?
Well, what happened?
Or do you have a list there?
I mean, I've got a list, but on there says NFL free agent circus.
Yeah.
Did anything happen in the NFL this week? I really kind of...
This past week?
Do you know what... Because I can tell you, the WBC, the World Baseball Classic, hooked me.
Yeah,
I did. I watched... There was a ton of Milwaukee Brewer representation.
And Venezuela?
Venezuela had three, right? Jackson Churio, Angel Zerpa, and Willem Contreras are all high-end players for the Brewers. They started and were, in Zerpa's case, one of the better relievers for the team that won the World Baseball Classic. Venezuela, for the first time in their history, I think it's been 8 years of this rootin'-tootin' tournament, first time they've won it.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah, the environment, the fans. It felt like a. It didn't feel like the NFL playoffs. It felt like a World Cup soccer environment. Yeah. The talent on all these rosters was a lot deeper than I would have guessed. The fans, man, they get into it. Like it's fun to see. I was hooked. The Brewer, Bryce Terang might have been the best hitter for the American, for the USA squad.
Which
that finished second.
What was the score? I don't even see the score.
3-2.
Oh,
3-2. It was, you know, it was a real baseball game. It was, uh-huh. It was intense. It had everything you need.
Okay.
Venezuela won, but that didn't change the how much I enjoyed watching it. Like, I was watching
is it better
Japan
or worse?
Play.
The kind of the debate was whether or not it was as good as watching a World Series.
For me, yeah. It's better than a World Series because my team, the Brewers, haven't been in a World Series in my lifetime. I usually don't have a rooting interest in the World Series, right?
Sure.
Like, I watch it for the, oh, this is good baseball. This is fun theater. This is, like, there was a 26-inning game in the World Series
sure.
this last year, right? Like, it went down to Game 7. It was a huge thing, but I'm not a Dodgers fan, so it didn't really move the needle for
sure.
me at all. This World Baseball Classic, I'm watching guys. Every roster had Brewers on it.
Nice.
Canada had a couple. Tyler Black, one of their minor league, the guys to watch for the Brewers, played really well for Team Canada. They had a couple of relief pitchers. Andrew Fisher played for Italy. Italy, which was kind of the surprise of the tournament. They finished, I don't know, fourth. They knocked out a couple
Mexico.
Of teams. They knocked out Mexico. In the Andrew Fisher was named the best minor league third baseman. Last year's Brewers first round pick. He was playing for Team Italy. He hit 350. He looked like the real deal. Yeah, no, I was really into the watching all the talent, the arm talent, we'll call it, the way that the pitchers approach pitching from
sure.
Japan and Korea compared to the brute strength of some of these American pitchers.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I very much enjoyed the format. I liked the...
Because it was just one game, that was it? One and done?
Once they played pool play, right? Like,
right,
there's four teams.
But
so
I'm
you,
saying as far as...
Yes,
then
it goes...
They were like a three-game series
no,
or anything like
no,
that.
No, this wasn't best of three winner advances.
Just,
no, this is...
Either...
Put your best guys out there. Let's go. And, no, that was fun to watch.
Good.
I enjoyed that much more than I would have expected, especially... In the midst of spring training, you know, like...
Did it matter that USA was in the final or not?
It didn't matter to me.
Right.
No.
But as a baseball fan, you just enjoyed it all.
I just enjoyed the baseball of it because it was each one of these teams felt like an all-star team.
Sure.
You know, I recognized most all the players from most all of the teams. There was some... It was interesting to see players that I haven't seen in the majors in 5, 6, 8 years... that are still playing professionally somewhere out in the world that were playing for, like, the Cuban national team. I was seeing guys 36 years old playing for the, you know, for the Japanese the Japanese team that, you know, they're pitching his whole life in Japan.
Sure.
I watched a 17-year-old kid from Brazil strike out Aaron Judge.
Oh.
Right? Like, nice. this 18-year-old kid from Brazil, minor leaguer for somebody, I'm sure, but just... regular, and he looked like a skinny little 18-year-old, and he struck out the greatest hitter of our generation. Yeah, no, that was this is a good thing.
Is that a yearly thing, or is it just like
it's every other? I think it's every two, but I guess I'll check. Two or it's not every year.
Okay.
No, because it happens during spring training like this, so I don't think it's every single year.
I'll remember.
I'll try to look. I think it's two. I think.
Okay.
But that so that leads us right into spring training. Spring training's got about a month left.
Okay.
Go Brewers still. I mean, it's spring training. There's not, all these guys are now back from the WBC. They're the younger guys, the less talented, are starting to go to the different divisions, AA, rookie ball,
sure.
fall league, instructional league. And you're starting to see this roster take shape.
Okay.
It looks great. The guys that you were kind of questionable about, your Garrett Mitchells and Brandon Lockridge, a lot of fourth, fifth outfielder, random David Hamilton utility guys that every year the Brewers need these guys to produce. They aren't like the Dodgers or Cubs where they will, if a guy bombs, don't worry about it. There's another guy on the bench. There's another. Nope. They need some of these fringe players to play better than expected.
Sure.
They just do every year, and they need them to every year, and it works out in their favor. And, man, I'm getting excited. I really am. Like, I could just sit here and talk about – I could talk about, like, how good Brandon Woodruff might – you know, they might not have a guy throw 150 innings. The Brewers might. They might this year have 10 starting pitchers that make an appearance for the Brewers.
They all stay healthy.
I mean, I'm assuming they won't. It's a long season, right? 200 days is a long time.
How many games? 162?
162 games. It used to be able to, you'd see pitchers starting 35 games sometimes in a season. You do not see that very often anymore. You don't see a lot of pitchers pitching past the sixth inning. There's a lot of managers who have a pretty good rule anymore about not letting the pitcher face a batter for the third time in a lineup, you know? So, nope, I think now is the time, just like it is, to be excited about being a Brewers fan. I got to hear him on the radio. I got to see him on TV. They beat the Dodgers 24-9. You know, it's spring training.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still nice to see. It's still pretty exciting. I don't really know, man. What else you got in sports?
NFL news, really, other than...
Tell me something new about the NFL that I wasn't paying attention to this week, would you?
I mean, Minnesota signed Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I've been laughing about that all week. I caught that on my... Because the Arizona Cardinals are my favorite team, admittedly. I grew up watching them. Oh. Getting Kyler Murray as the number one pick, I was excited about that for about a year as a Cardinals fan. But I watched him win Rookie of the Year and then just sort of do nothing positive for a franchise that was also doing nothing positive. He might have one of the worst winning percentages in the history of the NFL as a starting quarterback. That's got to be pretty close to accurate.
You see Minnesota's quarterback last year?
Well, I mean, he was worse, but, you know, he was at least on a team that won 9 games. Right? Was it 8 games? Nine games? They won 9 games. Yeah,
third place in the North.
Kyler Murray, I'm fairly certain, has never been in the playoffs.
In his
entirety of his career, he's never elevated a team to the playoffs.
He's not one to elevate people around him.
Yep.
But he is talented physically enough that he could make plays and manage the game really well. Kirk Cousins.
So an athletic Kirk Cousins? Because Kyler Murray is also one of the best athletes in the NFL.
Yeah.
I will take nothing
It'll
away
be interesting
from his
to
ability.
See how they use him. Because he's going to start. They're saying, oh, it's going to be a quarterback competition. JJ is better play his butt off, and that's going
to
happen.
Two things better happen, right? Like, Kyler Murray would have to have himself an injury or a down preseason.
Right. Which
and JJ McCarthy would have to take that leap in his third year.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, we haven't quite seen yet. Although, I mean, he did it at Michigan, too. He went from being nothing to being something in that sophomore year. You know, maybe makes that leap.
Right. So, I don't know. We'll see.
It makes the quarterback room better, at least.
Yeah, it's going to be Kyler, unless it's Kyler's job to lose. I'll say it that
okay.
way.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that feels right. Like, there's...
Yeah.
And
with Kyler, if Kyler is... He's got a high ceiling and potential, like any he could. He was drafted number one.
One of those guys, you could say, is the best backup quarterback in the league. Right? Probably. I mean, I'm not looking at the two deep on everybody's roster, but there aren't a lot of rosters in the NFL that feature two former first-round picks in their quarterback room.
Not
usually. So, I mean, it usually doesn't work out.
Cautiously optimistic. I mean, if he was just like 5 inches taller.
I mean, even three. He's a 5'10" quarterback.
I know
he is. Nearly impossible to succeed at the NFL level. It wasn't
so many memes out there
of
Justin Jefferson holding his hand, walking the field, and Kyler was
toddler. It's just the logistics of being 5'10" and throwing the ball to guys 6'3" and over guys that are 6'5".
Yeah.
The math, you got to be real quick outside the pocket. You got
to
have good arm angles. You got to be creative as a play caller in how you... And Kevin O'Connell is that. He crafted an offense around Josh Dobbs.
So if Kyler makes a resurgence and he's on a one-year deal, part of his contract says they can't tag him or franchise tag him. So no matter what, after this year, if he does great, we have to pay him.
It's a near lock that Kyler Murray is the NFL comeback player of the year
probably.
If he starts, right? I mean,
he doesn't have to start, but he only started 5 games last year.
Right.
No. He's hurt, but I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, I won't root for the Vikings, but I will root for Kyler Murray. Is that possible? Can I do that?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I'm not going to root for either of them. I'm sorry. Sorry to both
Trey Hendrickson signed with the Baltimore Ravens after the Max Crosby stuff.
Such a raw deal for Max Crosby, man. They really drug him through the mud for no reason.
I think they had buyer's remorse and went, we can get Trey for just paying him.
This is why they say that GM is so bad. Because you didn't need to have buyer's remorse. You knew Trey Hendrickson is available. You knew you could sign him.
But,
you knew
I mean,
that was available.
Max Crosby still is like 3 years younger, 2 years younger.
Yeah.
I think.
They're making the same money.
Well, Max Crosby, I think, is more talented, I think.
I know he is. Yeah. Absolutely, he is.
So.
Trey Hendrickson is a top eight, maybe to 10 defensive end. Max Crosby's a top four.
Yeah. The Raiders have some creative financial stuff to do because they signed all those guys.
Yeah.
It was like $175 million in contracts they gave out, and they still have Max.
I mean, I said this last week. I feel like and this might be the only thing they win all year. They won the offseason. The Las Vegas Raiders.
So far.
Won the offseason. They signed everybody they wanted.
The center, Tyler,
he's the best center
really
in the league.
I was really hoping that Minnesota would be like, let's spend a little, try it again.
Let's figure it out. No. He's the best center in the league.
Yeah, I think for Las Vegas, too, they're going to take...
Mendoza is your number one quarterback.
Yeah, no matter what, they're going to take him. I think they should sign Kirk Cousins.
Sure. You need a bridge. You need a guy just in case.
But you need a veteran that can just be there, show him.
Sure.
You know, he's made his money.
I don't mind seeing that, I guess. I guess if you're... Because Kirk Cousins...
As long as he's not in Minnesota, I'll be fine.
Why don't you want to see him back in Minnesota, man? Why?
Other than that, let's see.
Why not? Kirk Cousins is your franchise's best, all-time greatest quarterback. Yeah, exactly. He is.
No.
Is he better? Are we going to veer that far off topic?
So,
you want to argue?
Let's see here. Who are the Packers? No, I'm just kidding. We don't have to do that.
The Packers lost. They lost
everybody.
Yeah. No, the Packers...
Who's their backup going to be?
To what? Every backup is
a backup quarterback.
This feels like a spot where you draft in the fourth round a quarterback.
Yeah,
this also feels like a spot where...
Who's the receivers are going to be?
You've got your top three.
Who's that?
I mean, Jalen Reed is a nice gadget guy.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
Christian Watson.
Christian Watson is... he's got no legs.
Who's that other one? Wasn't there a...
Matthew Golden.
Oh, that's
weak.
Right.
No, that's not good. That's not the depth you need.
Tucker Kraft back.
And you do get Tucker Kraft back. Skill position wise, they have, I'd say skill position, they're better than the Vikings. I'd say if you ran, if you went running
skill?
Back, if you went running back,
maybe
quarterback,
running back, maybe
wide receiver, and
it.
Tight end, the Packers are better than the Vikings.
And wide receiver?
Collectively as a group, I think so. Because Jordan Addison can't be on the field because he's gonna be suspended for 5 games every year.
He's not right now.
Not yet. It's the offseason. He'll get there.
Skill
position. We could make this. Boy, we could actually do a show about that, couldn't we?
we could,
if we were only talking sports, we could totally cover that. How much time do we have? By the way,
35 seconds.
That was it.
30 seconds.
Oh man.
That's all you got.
Oh, that was it. No, it's just nice blank silence. I like that too. That's not bad.
Oh, I was going to ask. We got quick.
Yeah, please do.
Would you like me to create a Facebook page for us?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Why not?
You know,
I get on the internet occasionally. I've heard good things about the interweb. Maybe we should work on that.
All right.
Cool, man. Hey,
we'll
have a great weekend. Right.
Yeah.
Are we
going to
watch basketball and shovel and sit around in the nothing? Have a good one, everybody. Bye.